2013, the United States generated over 4 trillion kilowatt hours of electricity, and about 67% of that energy was created from fossil fuels, with 39% attributed to coal. One of the biggest concerns of this is the impact of the massive amount of harmful gases being released into the environment by these fossil fuels, as electricity production accounts for 32% of national greenhouse gas production, with a further 28% being attributed to transportation, making the call for alternative and renewable energy sources in these areas greater than ever before. Solar, wind, and nuclear power plants give off practically none of these gases, though respectively do have their own downsides, with the same to be said about alternative technologies for transportation, such as hydrogen and electric-powered vehicles. With the implementation of these technologies, it may be possible to fully sustain society with our current energy use on energy fully created by us. This means no worrying about running out of reserves for the resource, no worrying about significant and rapid cost changes, and also great opportunity in the economy with the creation of new jobs in this market. While opposition for these technologies has existed since their beginnings, the statistics and facts show that now is the time to begin to embrace them.
The thing is, so many people generalize that renewable resources such as solar, wind, and even nuclear are too expensive to truly make a positive impact on the economy. However, this couldn't be further from the truth. Since 1980, the cost of solar and wind energy has been reduced by about 80% to just 5 cents and 20 cents per kilowatt hour today, respectively. As for nuclear power, it may not be as cost effective as other alternatives, but the fuel cost is still at about 80 cents per kilowatt hour. Such a fuel cost only amounts to about 30% of the actual production cost of nuclear energy, which is a very respectable number when compared to the 80% by most fossil fuels. Each of these three production methods also have zero CO2 output, showing a significant health benefit when compared to fossil fuels. Major increases in medical conditions such as asthma attacks or even lung cancer can be tied back to pollution by fossil fuels. In turn, health costs related to these serious global issues are estimated to be at the $120 billion per year range in the United States alone. The demand for alternative energy is unquestionably growing, with the solar industry having the highest employment growth of any current field. On the other hand, there are still many concerns that need to be looked at and addressed before these renewables become our dominant fuel source.
A major downfall to renewable resources is the impact it has on the environment and wildlife. When it comes to solar energy, the solar farms in particular are causing major impacts to the ecosystem. As birds fly over the solar plant, they are bursting into flames from the intense heat from the mirrors. Scientists call these streamers due to the trail of smoke they leave as they plummet to the ground. About one bird every 2 minutes is fried by the farm. Also, the overall facilities have increased the base temperature of the desert in their surrounding area. This increase has sped up the extinction of desert tortoise by possibly 50 years. Solar energy isn't the only division of alternative energy that has caused negative impacts. Wind farms in California are killing bald eagles. As the giant blades are spinning in the intense wind, the bald eagles are flying into blades and being killed. Not only does alternative energy affect organisms in the environment, when it can affect the people of the world negatively as well. Using large amounts of corn to produce biofuels is essentially taking it out of the mouths of the estimated 60% of the Earth's population that is malnourished. From a humanitarian standpoint, this is unacceptable. These are just a few of the countless examples of ways that using renewable or alternative energy has negative impacts on the world as a whole.
So the question that a majority of the United States will be asking is how necessary all of this really is. While the costs of renewable and alternative energy sources are going down, they still represent a significant investment to be made, especially with the current economic state. However, with each of these new technologies, there are new economic opportunities being explored as they open up an array of job opportunities that will only continue to grow as these inevitably become more popular and frequently used. Then take into account that once the infrastructure for these technologies is there, the fuel costs are significantly lower than that of fossil fuels and will only continue to get cheaper as the fossil fuel costs rise. This is one of the most important points to look at from a consumer standpoint. As gasoline is predicted to cost an average of $10.35 per gallon by 2035, Compare that to the vision of Tesla's Elon Musk, who within the next 2 years has the vision of making it possible to drive coast to coast in his electric-powered Tesla vehicles, stopping only at his supercharge stations where in 20 minutes your car can be entirely charged at no cost to you. As a consumer, this is no competition, as even with the higher initial cost, the ability to travel without having to pay for energy to do so is a wonderful achievement. So while our current methods are by no means perfect, embracing them now will lead to a cleaner, cheaper, and better future.